This is Matt Long with your weekly update on the happenings in our state capital. Our Texas legislature meets once every 2 years for 140 days. The 89th legislative session began on Tuesday, January 14th, and will conclude on Monday, June 2nd. These updates will be biased. My work at the Capitol is to promote conservative principles. I will freely criticize bills and legislative behavior that goes against the founding principles of these United States. It is still a tale of two chambers moving at very different speeds. The Senate this past week passed Senate Joint Resolution 5, which will amend the Texas Constitution if passed by the people. This amendment would require that no bail be offered to illegal aliens in the case of felony charges. It is called Jocelyn's Law for a young girl killed by illegal aliens from Venezuela. The same type of bill has been passed by the Senate for the last 5 sessions, but never gets past the 2/3 approval threshold in the House. What will they do this year? Also hard at work in the Senate, the K-16 Education Committee approved a bill, Senate Bill 26, that will make a substantial increase in teacher pay across the state. This bill is now moving to the Senate floor for a vote. The House is still slow rolling everything. No bills have had a first reading or been assigned to committees. The House Appropriations Committee got to work quickly and held hearings on 2 days, and then the House promptly voted for another 5-day weekend. On Tuesday, the House Administration Committee met for 9 minutes, and without objection and apparently no discussion, passed a spending bill for the administration of the House. One of the items was to approve the, quote, workplace conduct training, close quote. I have no idea what this curtails, but we will see when this training takes place. This coming week in the House, the numerous appropriations committees will be holding hearings. However, the only other 2 committees meeting are Education and Ways and Means. They will not be able to take up any legislation, but will be conducting organizational meetings with invited testimony only. 7 Senate committees are holding public hearings this week and taking public testimony in all but one. When will the House catch up? Well, it may not be able to. A very common practice in both chambers is to officially recognize a person or a group through a resolution. These resolutions number in the hundreds every year. The resolution is submitted and nearly always approved by calendars. A recent example was the resolution recognizing Beyoncé, and another recognizing Cecile Richards, a prominent Democrat, daughter of a past governor, and a pro-abortionist honored by Planned Parenthood. This past week, several requests for a resolution in recognition of a person or group came before the Republican Jared Patterson, the chair of the local and consent calendars. House Resolution 170 was filed by Andy Hopper to honor the life of Jill Glover. Jill was not only a personal friend of mine, but a longtime conservative activist and former member of the State Republican Executive Committee. Republican Representative Jared Patterson refused to allow the resolution to be heard. Many people had come to the Capitol that day to hear the resolution and honor Jill. Later in the week, Mr. Patterson's response was that there are new guidelines for requests on resolutions. Newly elected House member Shelley Luther prepared a resolution to thank the doctors and hospital staff who saved her life at Medical City, Plano. Many of the hospital administrators were present in the gallery, but once again, Republican Jared Patterson blocked that resolution. In a case of irony, Democrat John Bryant was granted permission for his recognition of the very same hospital, but, well, different branches. Former Republican Party of Texas Chairman Matt Rinaldi, meanwhile, called Patterson, quote, "one of the worst human beings in politics, which is truly remarkable considering the competition," close quotes. I want to thank Brandon Waltons for his reporting on the House resolutions.